The problems that stem from information gaps came into sharp focus on Christmas Day, a thwarted terrorist attack that led to a report prepared for President Obama. The report tries to explain why the U.S. intelligence community never pieced together information about the bombing suspect. But these gaps occur in many agencies, not just those dealing with security and intelligence, which begs these questions. What else are we missing? How much don't we know? And could agencies help the country by readjusting their level of cooperation and information sharing? The lack of communication and coordination between federal agencies happens in government all too frequently. But technological developments could be the key to join together federal agencies in working toward a more efficient government. For ideas on reducing the federal silo, we talked to Dr. Wade Horn, director for Deloitte Consulting, to get a case history about his former agency, the Administration for Children and Families at HHS. As Assistant Secretary for ACF, his budget topped $47 billion. He outlined the problem of the federal stovepipe.
What has happened over a period of time is that a number of different programs have been created to solve the same or similar problems. So, for example, there was a study done back in 2005 that showed there are 342 different economic development programs. There's 130 different programs serving at-risk youth. There's 90 different early childhood education programs. There's 50 different programs for the homeless and so forth. And that was back in 2005, and my guess is things have only gotten worse since then.
With a multitude of solutions for the same problem, getting agencies, members of Congress, and stakeholders all to agree on a solution is not that easy. Horn says states may have the solution that could help the entire government.
There are a number of states that have built what are called integrated eligibility systems. These are systems that are usually web-based and client-facing, where a citizen can 24/7 access a website, put information about their circumstance one time, and determine what kinds of benefits or services that client might be eligible for. So in the old days, they might have to go to a Medicaid office in one part of town, a TANF office in another part of town, a food stamps office in a third part of town, and physically go to each of these offices. Today, with technology, states are implementing solutions where that same citizen can apply online to multiple programs and do it all, you know, like we do it when we buy books from Amazon.com or that is any time that we have access to a computer.
Does the integrated eligibility technology model help save the federal government money? Horn's view is that the government should relax the rules for service delivery cost allocation.
Let's say you spend $5 million developing this integrated eligibility solution. That's $5 million of taxpayers' money, yes. But does it really matter that $3 million comes from Medicaid and $2 million comes from food stamps and $1 million comes from TANF? It's still $5 million. Why should it matter to the federal government that that $5 million is all coming from Medicaid, even though other programs may be benefiting from it? So it's the same $5 million. So, and yet, if the federal government were able to relax those rules about cost allocating across the various benefiting programs for these technology builds, it actually would reduce the cost both to the state and to the federal government because they wouldn't have to go through these costly cost allocation procedures.
Horn says getting agencies to work together, share information, and cooperate is much harder than getting the technology to work.
That's the problem with stovepiped service delivery, is that you have different people working on different aspects of a family's issues or challenges, but there's no coordinated plan for helping them move towards a better outcome in totality. So how do you do that? Well, I think technology is on the verge of helping us achieve that in the same way that technology is helping us achieve integrated eligibility. You can use technology to share information across the various programs. So at least Medicaid knows what's going on in the TANF program and the food stamps program, and TANF knows what's going on in Medicaid and with the food stamps. And then you can start to see how you could create synergies across those programs so that the ultimate goal of moving towards a family towards self-sufficiency is achieved. But it starts with being able to share information across the programs, which right now, we don't do very well.
Horn believes if stovepipes are to come down, the first step is for agencies to give up control over individual programs and begin to think about outcomes. The process is already underway, but progress is slow. In the end, it may be current events that drive information sharing and less silo creation within the federal government. But the hard part will be getting everyone to cooperate. I'm Jane Norris for Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.